on the line right now. Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry, sir, I didn't catch your name.
Muhammad.
Muhammad. Thank you, Muhammad. I'm having Paul on the line to help us here.
Hi, Muhammad. Muhammad, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. And, of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also because the business is technically fairly new, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. A happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's good.
Okay, good. So, Muhammad, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially, that's the power of this listing. I mean, it's a young company. People won't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll find you when they're in anywhere in New York, the five boroughs, and they're looking for someone who does what you do. Your business and a website that we'll build will pop up where people can see it, pick up the phone, and call you directly. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate, and it's offered on a month-to-month basis. The new business rate actually reduces the cost of the service all the way down to $299.00. It would bill once a month for $299, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. And that's with the website included. I mean, we don't expect our younger businesses to already have a website. Our job, though, is not just to list you where people can see you. It's to give them the reasons to call you. So we do want you to have that website. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, I'm sure you do have questions, at least on the surface, though. Is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I have a question. If I want to run like a, something like somebody search, somebody want a snake, somebody want to change faucets, some of this kind of thing. I want to put some rates on front so people can see it. So is that possible?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Any of the different services you want to be found for, we'll make sure that we create that content on the website and all the directories and even like the social media, the Facebook ads that will run for you. All of that will be talking about all the different services that you want to provide. That way you can get phone calls for those jobs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or even from your website. Now, most of the time, you are simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be that flat rate. Did you have any additional questions for me?
No.
But it is something that you want for your company, right? To get those phone calls and have that website?
Yes. Okay. Actually, this is me and my brother.
Okay. And I'm sure your brother trusts you for a marketing decision that is month to month and is definitely going to get your phone ringing, right?
Yeah, but we doing like plumbing plus construction. So is that possible? Like remodeling, kitchen, bathroom, like that kind of stuff.
Of course, that's perfect. Yeah, for plumbing and construction, for kitchen and bathroom remodeling, for like paver installation,
anything.
Or anything. Yeah, perfect.
Anything.
Yeah,
anything, but due to homework they need it, you know.
Right. No, I definitely gotcha. I understand that. And then when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you want your customers to call? This is the business number?
Yes, that's my business number.
Okay, perfect. And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom or physical location that you want us to promote, right? Perfect, yeah. And that's how Google expects it to be. I mean, you go to the customer, they don't expect you to have a storefront. Now, as far as the business, what is a good email address either for you or for the company itself?
It's BALM like Michael, 80 at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then, what is your last name?
Last name is that Balal. Email, I told you, BALAL.
So, BALAL. So, it's last name, first name, 80@gmail.com, your email address. Okay. I got you, Mr. Balal.
That's the M for the last name.
The M.
Balal M.
Balal M.
80.
Yeah. Balal.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Perfect. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, we'll schedule a follow-up call. One of our technicians is going to go over in detail all of the different services that you want to be found for and, of course, targeting all five boroughs. If you've got a mission statement or a motto, a slogan, tagline, anything that is unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. That, of course, helps us to build out your website and to create all the content. Now, as far as that first payment, it is just $299. That's the exact amount. There's no setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? Is that MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? Mohammed, what does work best for you, sir?
One second. I have to pay right now. Hello. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. It's a Visa.
Okay. And on that card, is it your first name and your last name? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
No, my first name, Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D, Bilal, last name.
Could you spell your first name again?
M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D.
Perfect. So we do have that correct. And then you said that was a Visa card, Mohammed. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4207.
Yes, sir.
6703.
Mm-hmm.
05111. 4384.
The expiration month and year?
is February 29.
Okay. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
382.
382. I have 382 on the back, 382, and I've got February or 02 of 2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4207 6703 0511 4384?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
It's 1010 Dorchester Road.
Okay. Is that in Brooklyn?
Apartment 3D.
Okay. You said 3D?
Yeah, it's in Brooklyn.
3D, like David, right?
Okay. David, yeah.
And that is in Brooklyn. And that's
Brooklyn,
11218?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then let me take a look at that calendar or the client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call. I am required to read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is the flat rate, the $299, that we are including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification, Mohammed, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call together, okay? So the voice verification, Mohammed, reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Bilal, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online? I have that as JKTB Construction. Is that accurate?
Yes, Inc.
Inc. Okay. You want the INC to be part of that.
Yeah, JKTB Construction.
And it looks like the JKT are together and then the B is separated out with a space before
yes.
and out.
Yes. JKT space B.
And then you wanted that with the INC, the Inc?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Muhammad Bilal, and I'm the owner.
All right, and Mr. Bilal, as the owner of JKTB Construction, Inc., you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes. $299 a month, yes.
Correct. Yes, sir. So it says to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Bilal, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to like the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask, of course, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mohammed, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that all of that information for your business is always accurate. Mr. Bilal, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your information online is always accurate and consistent. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, the reduced cost down to $299 as a flat rate, the setup fee waived, and the website included, Mohammed, this next part does read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 7th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Mohammed, that $299, once again, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches, and the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included as well. In this particular case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mohammed, that custom website is included at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Mr. Bilal, it is a month to month service. There's no contract. Of course, Mohammed, that means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can even pause the service. Whether you do end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Bilal, all that we would request to prevent the charge to your next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mohammed, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Bilal, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I got pen.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Mohammed, we schedule by the hour. The call takes about half an hour. So there's a 5 o'clock available today and also a 6 o'clock available today. You do not need to be in front of a computer. The call would get to you very near or right at the top of the hour and get you off the phone
six.
About a half an hour after that. 6 o'clock? Okay. We'll
six
schedule
o'clock.
It. We'll schedule it then from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. It should get to you right at or shortly after 6, take about a half an hour after that. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might already be on a call, in which case they'll, of course, just call you directly. I did want to set up a little bit of added security, just a question and an answer for your protection on the account. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with JKTV Construction, Inc., even if it's you, Mohammed, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially in like 4 or 5 days when your website is already up and running. If you get any phone calls from someone saying that they are with Google or Local Splash, if they don't know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and if they don't know the answer and the question, then just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for money, just politely let them go. Again, the voice verification attached to your account for your protection clearly states that it bills once a month on the 7th for the exact amount of $299, never a penny more. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Mr. Bilal, would you want for your security question?
City I born.
The city? And then what is the answer?
It's Madrid.
Is that M-A-G-R-I-T?
M-A-D.
Oh, Madrid.
R-I-D.
Madrid,
yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, Madrid. All right, I have to type it in twice, but you're set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you already? Let me just make sure that our system has sent that email.
Local splash. No.
It looks like you got a couple. The system already did send the welcome email, but the one that I want you to look at right now is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here, Mohammed, is hyperlinked. So if you click on that, it will go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
One second. I got a couple of that.
I know. The system sent a couple of emails out to you. I kind of wish they would wait on some of those emails, but they do send the emails in bulk.
Initial invoice, that one I should click?
Yeah, the one that you want to click on right now. There's a couple of them. One says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I'll get to that one in a second. The other one is Welcome to Local Splash. That's the one that has the client support information on there, the information that I've already given you. In fact, I think all of the emails do have the support information somewhere. But the one that I would like you to see now says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yes.
Okay. So if you open up that one, click at the beginning where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on that blue click here. It's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
One second.
No problem, sir. So take your time.
Click here. Now, I see my phone number.
Mm-hmm. And then it says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone. Please click on that box. And then it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box as well.
Okay.
Below that, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would click and either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So it's case sensitive. The first M in your first name and the B in your last name are capitalized, but just those two letters, just the first initial. But once you've got Mohammed Bilal in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. Now that's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've included the website, reduced the cost, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. It actually allows us to get a little bit of a head start on your account even before your client interview. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. It should take you to the login screen once you put your name in the box and click confirm signature.
I tried to confirm my signature, but it's not doing anything.
Did you click on both of the boxes?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So you did click on both boxes, and you typed in Mohammed Bilal, capital M, and then lowercase O-H-A-M-A-D, space, capital B-A-L-A-L.
Yes, I do.
And then when you clicked on the confirm signature box, did it give you an error message?
No, it's just not doing anything.
It's not doing anything. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but as long as you've clicked on both boxes, it should take you to the next screen eventually. But if it does take you to that next screen, you don't have to worry about trying to log in. That's just the automated system thinking that your tracking system is already activated. Now, I'm wondering why you weren't able to successfully complete that. Sometimes it times out without telling you that it did. I'm going to send that message, or I'm going to send a different message. It's going to say, action needed. Let's see, where is that email? Okay. I'm going to send that same email out, the local splash initial invoice email. I'm going to do it manually this time, and it might have better results for you.
Okay.
So you have that email. Oh, it's processing. It does take a minute or two. So in that moment that invoice is being sent back out to you, the other one, you don't have to click on it, but it says action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. Once you open that up, it's going to ask you to click on the link and send us some of those photos. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything on there will help us to expedite the process of making sure Google recognizes you as an active business. So any photos of your tools or equipment, any photos of your service vehicle, where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for business, any business card that you might have. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes, it's licensed. I'm processing that insurance, so it takes a little bit of time, but I'm processing.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, we are aware of that. And it doesn't have to be everything that is on there, but certainly anything you can send out will definitely help us out. So if you can, I did send a brand new one out to you, the latest one that you got. It's the same link that you had before, but hopefully this time there won't be any issue with it timing out. But if you click on that local splash initial invoice, click on the click here, then make sure that you click on the two boxes below your phone number and that those check marks do stay there. And then again, with no space before or after your name, type in your name with the capital M and the capital B, and then try again to click the confirm signature box.
It's saying that your signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as Mohammad, but please fix it.
It is spelled correctly, right? M-O-H-A-M-A-D?
Yes.
Okay. So it has to be an exact match with a capital M. The first capital, the first M is capitalized, the B is capitalized. There is a space, of course, between your first and last name, but not before your name or after your name. The system is a little bit particular, and it does have to be an exact match.
Okay. No, it's still saying same thing.
The same thing. It won't do anything once you click the confirm signature box.
Yes.
But it's not giving you that error message.
No, it's saying your signature does not match. Please type your name exactly. No, actually, there's a one thing wrong, I think. You put my name, one M. You need to put two M.
That's what I was thinking. M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D?
Yes.
That's what I was wondering, if there was two M's or not. So it's M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let me fix that in our system then. That's why the signature is not matching. You're typing it incorrectly, but our system doesn't have it correct. So our system has it active now, correct. And then I'm trying to see if I can send that message again. So it's at least it's not timing out on you. It just has to be updated with the right information then. Our system is updated. I see it correct in the email that's being sent out to you. It says, hello, Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D, two M's. And then the email was, looks like it should have been sent successfully. Let me just refresh my system. And it's in processing. Let me get my technician a little bit of a head start. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Well, 7 days.
7 days, Monday through Sunday, Sunday through Saturday. Is that like 8 to 7, 6 to 5, 8 to 5?
8 to 7.
8 to 7, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
And are you accepting cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
Yeah, I accept cash, Zelle, and check.
Okay, so cash, Zelle, and then check. And check. No credit cards right now?
No, not yet.
Not yet. If that ever does change, just let us know and we'll update that on your website. But for now, we'll have cash, Zelle, and check. Okay. So it looks like our system did successfully send again the initial invoice. This time it does have the name correctly spelled. Of course, you do still have to click on those two boxes and then type in your name as it should have been spelled in the first place. I just kind of went off of what Mary had. I don't know if she tried to verify that or not. And then my mistake in not correcting it. But this time it should work fine, and I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, it's you login.
Login page? Okay. So, like I was saying before, you don't have to go that next step. The reason that it's asking you to log into your tracking system, the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you are trying to access it right now, neither of which is actually the case. We do have to do your client interview first at 6 o'clock today, but once we have all that information to create the content, it will be tracked and you'll get the username and password to log into your account. I'm sending you a calendar invite. In fact, the username has been assigned already and it cannot be changed. It's just your phone number. Area code is included, but just numbers. So no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So of course your username is 718-808-5961. The calendar invite says local splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it has your username, your name, and then your phone number. Mohammed, and I have to correct the spelling of it there. That I should have done before I sent that out to you. But I'm going to correct the spelling of your name there, add the M on there. That's been corrected now. In fact, it's updated in our system everywhere. You won't see it unless you want me to send an extra email. I've already sent, I think, a couple of emails, too many. But we do have it corrected in our system, M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D. You are all set and squared away on my end. Our client interview technician will call you at 6, and like I said, if I am between phone calls, I'll be able to speak with you again just for a quick hello. I do hope that I am, because it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. You've been patient and kind in taking this phone call. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate you, Mohammed. We'll talk to you later on around 6 o'clock, okay?
Okay,
thank you, sir. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you at 6.
Thanks.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Okay.